just wild skater box. Chinky pins. We used to have chinky pin trees on the back, but they all gone. Blight.
Chestnuts.
Chestnuts.
How about peanuts? Did you ever know any joking words for those?
Peanuts and goobers.
Did you use goobers?
No, we used peanuts.
I see. Well,
I'm familiar with goobers.
That's more of a country term, you think?
Yes, I would think.
And what were some of the things you would make from the fruit?
Preserves and canned fruit.
Mostly preserves.
Yes, preserves. Jellies. The jellies were strained and congealed, and the preserves had the fruit in it. Mm-hmm. Jams. Conserves was what I was trying to think, but that was a very sophisticated product.
That probably included all of them, right?
Yes, that's right. And sometimes nuts or orange peel, but it was not.
Did you recall having exotic fruits such as lemons and other things that would be brought in as
Lemons were brought in because people in this section like tea, and they like lemon in their tea. And oranges, I remember my mother used to say that an orange made Christmas. But we had more oranges than that. I remember when I was growing up, the family doctor was quite a friend, too. And whenever I was sick, you know, you'd get orange because you were sick. And I remember once the train load or car load of oranges came up from Florida. And he bought me a sack this tall and brought it to me. I think that was the first time I ever had all the oranges I wanted at one time.
That's a good reward.
It was indeed. And I wasn't even sick.
Oh, I see. I'd like to shift a few questions about old trees and shrubs. What do you associate with poison?
Poison ivy, which is poison to the skin. And I've always heard that sumac was poison, but I have some on the yard and we've never died.
Uh-huh. And the trees, your trees that you enjoyed most?
We have about, I guess, 30 varieties on this lot. The oaks and the pines and the dogwood and the redwood. Sweet gum. The beech. Each has a personality just as much as a person.
You have beech trees?
Oh, we have a beech behind the house. It's just, oh, I love it. It's the last one put out. It and the china berries and the pecans. And it's the only tree you can depend on for Thanksgiving table. You know, it has just turned. All the rest of them are pretty well gone. But then here comes the beech.
Wonderful. What about sycamores do you have?
We have a lot of sycamores. I like the bare trunks better than I do the leaf tree. They give a nice interest in the winter landscape.
Mm-hmm. They are intricate in the
designs. And the whiteness.
Did you ever hear a magnolia called a cucumber or a cucumber tree?
No. There is a large leaf magnolia that grows. It's native to the south. It will grow here, and I want to get one. But it has a huge leaf, like a cucumber leaf. It's not a thick, waxy leaf like the ordinary magnolia. But I've never seen one native in this section. And it may be called a cucumber tree, but I don't know.
What about bugs that would sting?
Mosquitoes and wasps and yellow jackets.